Hello and welcome to the EMG Health Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Jonathan Sakia. You know, I'm always bemused when trying to sort out who made some great pithy quote or another. And they're very often attributed to the usual suspects, George Bernard Shaw, Oscar Wilde, or Winston Churchill. Whoever said it, though, the quote that Britain and America were two countries divided by a common language hit home for me, having lived half my life in each nation. In England, a boot is at the rear of a car. In America, it's something one wears on your feet. Only. If you talk about a boot in your car, they will not know what you're talking about. And in the USA, when completing a form, one checks all the boxes. And if a new Bond movie comes out that has all the requisite components, a devilish villain, snazzy car with gadgets, beautiful locations, and so on, one might say that it checks all the boxes, right? However, on this side of the Atlantic, the same circumstances would require one to say that it ticks all the boxes. Outside of written applications, documents, or cinematic series, a check is a nice thing to have. Deposited in the bank and life gets better. A tick, on the other hand, or foot or leg, is very definitely not nice. Quite the opposite, in fact. They are trouble. And they're going to cause pain and suffering, especially if they carry Lyme disease or one of several other nasty conditions. I recently shared with you my joy hiking Britain's Cotswold Way and addressed some of the associated health topics, such as insect bites. It made me ponder how I, as a surgeon, was so clueless about Lyme disease and other sicknesses, so I thought I might share some more about these common, worrying, and hard to diagnose and treat conditions. So let's start with the basics. Ticks are a type of arachnid, an eight-legged class of creepy crawly that includes spiders, scorpions, and mites. Specifically, they're parasitic and they feed on the blood of other animals, commonly mammals and birds, but also reptiles and amphibians. They can be quite small initially, but once they've had a good meal, they can blow up to quite impressive size. Ticks are also survivors, and they've been around in one form or another for over 100 million years. They often have a series of hosts, a multi-stage life cycle, and they sense their prey by movement, body temperature, smell, or even the vibration of a passing animal or human hiker. You know, I live in an area of London that heavily featured in Bram Stoker's Dracula, and vampires and ticks have some things in common. They're both hematophagous, meaning they crave blood and need it to live, and both are devious. They sneak in and cause grief. But unfortunately, ticks are too small to shoot with silver bullets or nail with a stake through the heart. More of stake later. Ticks can carry and transmit a range of nasty organisms that cause human diseases, such as viruses, bacteria, and those primitive life forms, protozoa. Additionally, some are inherently venomous. One, the Australian tick, can cause tick paralysis due to a toxin in its saliva that interferes with nerve transmission and thereby inducing respiratory distress and even death, although that's usually in the very young, old, or infirm. In America, the Rocky Mountain wood tick and the American dog tick can also cause this syndrome. And astonishingly, around the world, there's over 40 tick types that have this rather nasty capability. Other diseases you might have heard of that are caused by ticks include typhus, Rocky Mountain spotted fever, and a type of meningitis. But far and away, the most widely talked about is Lyme disease. This condition is caused by a bacterium called Borrelia burgdorferi and is named for Lyme, a coastal town in Connecticut in the United States, where it was first identified in a cluster of children afflicted with a strange arthritis way back in 1975. Now, nearly 500,000 cases are diagnosed each year in America, and yet it can be found in many countries around the world. The infection is transmitted to humans from the black-legged or deer tick and probably arose due to changing land use, yet another situation where human interaction with the environment has unforeseen and unpleasant consequences. You know, diseases that jump from one animal to us are, as all the medics out there know, called zoonoses. And of course, the current novel coronavirus pandemic is another such example. If bitten by a tick, folks should consult their doctor. The very noticeable target rash, a central red circle and a larger circle around that, that's called erythema migrans, may or may not appear about a week after the bite, and it neither causes pain nor itchiness. A wide range of symptoms can develop from fever, headache, malaise, muscle aches, palpitations, one-sided facial weakness, or joint pains. Long-term sequelae may develop, including kidney and other major problems such as neuropathic pain or impaired memory, so early medical intervention is critical. Unfortunately, the diagnostic tests for Lyme disease are not 100% accurate. How often do we see that in medicine? So being aware of a likely infection is important. Treatment with various antibiotics such as doxycycline may prove effective, but some patients will have enduring symptoms. Given how elusive the causative bugs are, how problematic the diseases they cause may be, and how difficult it can be to diagnose and treat, avoidance is absolutely critical. Awareness of risk is the first step. So if you, or for the doctors listening, your patients are into outdoor activities, consider using anti-tick sprays containing DEET or picaridin. Cover your body and ensure you carefully survey your body for ticks after any time in the great outdoors. In 1971, one of my favorite musical artists, Harry Nilsson, recorded Coconut, a song where he performed as three people, a narrator, a woman with an obscure symptom, and the doctor she consults hoping to relieve her bellyache. No, I'm not going to sing for you, that would be horrifying. But in the song, he recommends, the doctor that is, putting lime in the coconut and drinking both together. However, coconut will not prove helpful for this kind of Lyme. Because the deer tick is so small, one may not even see or sense its presence until experiencing the bite with some local itchiness or seeing the bloated tick on your skin. It's really important to know how to remove one of these little devils. Removing it should be done very, very carefully. Do not pull or squeeze, but use fine tweezers or forceps. Grasp the critter as close to the skin as possible and use a slow, constant pressure away from the skin. And once removed, wash the area with warm, soapy water, dab with alcohol, and then you have to think about how you're going to get rid of the tick because they're very, very difficult to kill. So either flush it down the toilet, drop it into alcohol, not the good stuff, mind you, wrap it in sticky tape or a small plastic bag, and dispose of it in the trash. If the bug resembles a deer tick, and there are plenty of images online to allow you to become familiar with what they look like, patients should definitely talk to their doctor, as even one early antibiotic dose may head off further problems. It's worth noting once again that Lyme disease can be very, very tricky to diagnose, and some patients struggle for years with vague symptoms to seek an answer as to why they're unwell. As a doctor, please make sure you consider this diagnosis if the patient's at risk. And if a patient, well, if you think you've had Lyme disease or have Lyme disease, and it may be the culprit for the symptoms you're experiencing, please be your own advocate and do not accept being dismissed by our profession. Earlier in this little ramble, I mentioned stakes, the sharp wooden kind, as a method to kill a vampire. But there's another link to ticks. The so-called Lone Star tick has been implicated with the fancy phrase alpha-gal allergy. Basically, this tick and others, such as those living on some cats, have a carbohydrate in their saliva called galactose alpha-1,3-galactose. Now you know why we call it alpha-gal. That carbohydrate is also found in red meat. After one or more bites, eating a steak, the yummy meaty kind, or other mammalian food products may result in itchiness, rashes, abdominal problems, and even a very dangerous and potentially fatal allergic reaction. So steaks can be dangerous to humans, just as steaks can be dangerous to Dracula and his cousins. You know, the deer ticks are, apart from being a nasty little arachnid, they're also an alternative rock band from Rhode Island in the United States. And in 2006, they recorded a song called What Kind of Fool Am I? It was a plaintive plea for love. I might make a plaintive plea for you to know about and avoid ticks, diagnose and treat the condition. Unless, of course, the deer ticks that you're talking about happen to be on your playlist. Well, that's it for now. I hope you've enjoyed this zoonotic ramble, and please join me for the next episode of the EMG Health Podcast. And if feeling inquisitive, there are plenty more archived on the EMG website or wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, stay safe, stay well, stay curious, and stay away from ticks. Bye for now.